And I want to say this is a vision. It's just something that quickly, as I was laying down last night, going to bed, I was wide awake, and I was trying to go to sleep, so I tried to talk to God. I had this vision. Last night, God showed me a group of starving people coming to a table. I mean, it's like there was a table set up, and they were all walking to the table pretty quickly. They're wanting to come in and get something to eat at this banqueting table. And it was loaded down with food. It was baked turkeys and ham and a platter of shrimp, because I was going to be there, so there's a platter of shrimp. I love that the platter of shrimp. There was brisket. There was all the sides you could ever imagine, but there was no broccoli, Brussels sprouts, or salad, thank God. No, it was my vision. No, I'm kidding. But there was bunches of grapes and bread and wine out and baked pies and all the best food you can imagine. And I thought everybody that was coming up there was hungry and everybody that was running up there was starved. And then I realized that they looked well-fed, that they looked well-dressed. They were a good-looking bunch that looked like they had their lives together. And as they came down to the table, they started eating all of it really fast. Like, you know, you would think gobbling it down like they were starving people. And it took me a moment of them eating to realize, to make the connection, is I felt like God opened my eyes, and that they were starving, but they weren't so, and they were starving to the point of dying. But they're starving to the point in their souls that they've been feeding on politics and religion and their own thoughts and their own emotions and their own ways. But they could never gain any strength or put on any spiritual weight or muscle because they kept consuming wrong things that they thought that they would make them whole, that they thought would make them not poor, make them not sick. With my eyes open, I could see that it wasn't food on the table, that the ham and the shrimp and the sides and the pies, that there was love and peace and gratitude and connection and value. It was personality if you needed it. It was confidence if you needed it. It was all of those things that we need, that peace, that friendship, the forgiveness, the hope, and the love of Christ. The fullness of who God was spread out on that table. And it's what Jesus and Jesus alone has to offer. And the more we consume of the world, the more we consume of media, the more we consume of our own thoughts, of our own ways of thinking, the more starving we get and the less help we are to people. And that's what communion brings us. To represent it in our cracker and our juice in this body and blood is everything we need to not only sustain us, not only for us to make it through till Jesus comes, but for us to live in joy and peace and happiness. That this body and this blood is everything we need to live in wholeness, even while we're sick, even while we're in anguish, even while we think the country's doing something or going in a certain direction, that we are full because of Him. Through this, we remember the joy of our salvation, to bring healing into our hearts, to bring hope into our bones, into everything that we are, and to receive over and over the needed forgiveness, the needed removal of shame and doubt and guilt and fear and wrong anguish that comes upon us simply because we're human and we live in a polluted place. But God is so good that He's provided not just hope out of it, not just hope into heaven, but heaven on earth right now. And we never have to be starving again, and we can always have something to offer people around us. And it's not hope in a politician, it's not hope in a paycheck, which all good things, but not God things. So go ahead and just with your eyes closed, and the bread in your hand, just want you to think about, what do you need to stop consuming and begin consuming that God is offering you? It might be as simple as stop watching that, doing that. Get some help in that area. It might be as deep as you've been looking for peace over here, and it's on this table where the body and blood of Jesus is, where the fullness of the Father is for us. God will tell you, if you will ask, what you've been consuming other than Him. So So with your eyes still closed, just take that bread. And Father, we just thank you for the realness, the fullness of you. And God, we thank you today for our bodies at every age, in every weight, and every part of who we are, from our top of our head to the bottom of our feet. We thank you for our bodies. And we just say that we are grateful that we have bodies. We're grateful that we can experience the love and affection and attention of people around us, and that we can experience you. We just thank you for that. And for our brokenness, Father God, we thank you for hope while we're broke. We thank you for peace while we're hurt. We thank you for rest while everything around us is stormy. In all things in our body. Break the bread, partake of that. Just feel the presence of God within you today. Just feel that presence. In your thoughts, in your mind, this might sound a little bit weird, just in the relaxing of your brow, just in the letting tension out of your shoulders. This is your breathing in, and you're just able to say, "Not my will, but thine be done." Not what I think, but what you think. Not what I want to do, but what you want to do. I trust you. I have confidence in you. That you'll talk to me. That you'll guide me. That you'll keep me. What peace would we have if we truly walked in all of our sins are forgiven? All of our sins are being forgiven. All of our sins will be forgiven. The fullness of Him, because of the shed blood of Jesus, because of the sacrifice of a perfect sacrifice for you, for me. Just thank you for that, Father, and we thank you for that. Before you drink, I want you to think about an area that you need. It sounds kind of weird when I say it. An area that you need, a specific area that you need covered by the blood of Jesus. It might be an emotion, might be a sin, might be a habitual sin, might be pride, might be judgment during this political season. And I've struggled a lot with that. You're voting for who? Maybe it's just things like that. Jesus will cover those things from the very core of who you are, very core of how you think. Go ahead and take the drink, the blood.